Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur Side City 2024. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Das Unternehmen Biel Glasses aus Spanien stellt eine smarte Brille für sehbehinderte Menschen her. Der Gründer hat einen von Geburt an sehbehinderten Sohn und hat dieses Hilfsmittel entwickelt. Es soll bei der Orientierung und Mobilität helfen, ganz besonders Menschen mit eingeschränktem Gesichtsfeld, also Tunnelblick. Die Brille nutzt Mixed Reality. Man sieht also normal die Umgebung, erhält aber entsprechende grafische Hinweise eingeblendet, wenn sich ein Hindernis oder eine Gefahr auf dem Weg befindet. Die Software erkennt auch negative Hindernisse wie abwärts führende Treppenstufen oder Löcher im Boden. Sie kann auch Zoom-Funktionen und Kontrastanpassungen bereitstellen. Entsprechend richtet sich die Biel-Brille an Menschen, die noch einen guten Sehrest haben. Für Blinde ist sie derzeit nicht zu gebrauchen, wird aber vielleicht irgendwann entsprechend erweitert. Die Brille wurde nicht auf der Basis von Google Glasses oder einem anderen fertigen Produkt realisiert, sondern von Biel selbst entwickelt. Integriert sind Kameras, aber auch Dinge wie Beschleunigungssensoren, um Informationen zu erfassen. Durch eine intelligente Filterung sollen nur relevante Informationen angezeigt werden, um eine Überlastung der Nutzenden zu vermeiden. Die Akkus und der Computer, die für die Echtzeitverarbeitung der Informationen benötigt werden, befinden sich in einem extra Steuergerät, das man zum Beispiel am Gürtel tragen kann. Der Fokus des Produkts liegt derzeit auf der Mobilität und Orientierung und nicht auf dem Lesen von Texten. Preislich soll die smarte Brille bei Markteinführung unter 5.000 Euro kosten. Und wenn ihr euch dafür interessiert, Biel schreibt sich B-I-E-L. Und jetzt heißt es Eviva España.
Now I'm here at Biel Glasses. It's a company from Spain.
Our product is called Biel Smart Gaze. Okay, and these are glasses for people with low vision. Especially when they have mobility issues. Our glasses are intended to help people with low vision to move around safely. Our project started because of my son. My son, when he was 2 years old, we realized that he has something wrong with him because it took too long for him to learn to walk, and even then he was falling all the time. And then we realized that he has low vision. He has a kind of congenital disease that causes him peripheral vision loss, like tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And what we do for helping people like Biel and other people like can have retinitis or glaucoma, any patients that may have this kind of vision, is to let them be aware of obstacles and other mobility risks they cannot perceive by themselves.
And so, this is for blind and for visually impaired people, or only for people
so
with...
So far, the version that we have here are for people who still keep some visual capacity. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not we are running. We are working in a version for the completely blind. But so far now, we are using mixed reality. It means that we make the most of the remaining vision. Mm-hmm. In case that there is a remaining vision, what we do is within the sight that the patients keep, we can put some indications, graphical indications that the patients can perceive. So if there is an obstacle in the ground or there is a branch of the tree that the patient may not realize and may be running into, that we will show an arrow pointing to this possible obstacle or danger, and so the patient can be aware of that and avoid this obstacle. And then there are other improvements that we include in the glasses, like zoom vision, zooming out, which is also very useful for the patients with reduced visual field, and light adaptations, which is also we saw that in the patients with, especially with retinitis, that they have night blindness, they really improve their sight when we can intensify the light. So there are other improvements beside this basic function, which is the obstacle and mobility risk detection.
Mm-hmm. And this is based on Google Glasses, or is it a own invention?
We are not using, let's say, any out-of-the-box glasses like we buy Google Glass or Apple Vision Pro or whatever. No, we create our own glasses. Mm-hmm. Actually, we integrate glasses from different providers, and we integrate cameras, sensors, glasses. But the product that we built is, at the end, is our own product.
And this is all integrated into the glasses, or have I wear another device with a computer and battery inside?
In order the glasses to be as light as possible, the batteries and the computer, because it really has to have a computer in order to process all this information in real time, it goes in a separate device that you can carry in your belt or whatever. It's something, it's like a little bit bigger than a smartphone that you can carry, and then this device is connected to the glasses.
But it is only for obstacle detections, not for reading text?
No, not yet. But no, our focus, it is something that we, this kind of functions, something that you may add in the future, but our focus is in mobility. Mobility is the more difficult thing to solve. It's like a kind of autonomous driving for people, okay? And so there are other solutions for reading that I recommend with no problem to the people that has this problem. But there is another reason for that, because people with tunnel vision, they don't have that much problems for reading. Mm-hmm. They have much problem for moving around, because they keep quite good sight in the center of the vision. Okay, so this is why I think that people, for example, with macular degeneration, when they lose the central vision, they have more problems for reading or for recognizing things, but not for moving around. Mm-hmm. So as we focus in people with tunnel vision, with peripheral vision loss, we focus on mobility, not that in reading, on recognizing things.
And how much will it cost?
Well, we are not selling it, and so it's difficult to... We are still piloting them. Now we are doing a major pilot in Barcelona with the support of the city council, testing with more than 30 patients. And after this pilot, we will start sales. And the price will depend a lot on the reimbursement options, mm-hmm. and it's something that depends on the country. Okay, so now we will say that it will be, in the worst case, it will be below 5,000 euros. Okay, but in the worst case, that you don't have any reimbursement option or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And does the software recognize things that go down, like downstairs? And
yes, we are able to detect not only what we call positive obstacles, what means the obstacles that are over the ground, but also negative obstacles like descending stairs, holes, any kind of danger that you may have in your way.
And it uses only cameras or LiDAR sensors, or what is integrated?
We use cameras, but there are other sensors, accelerometers, and other kind of sensors that we integrate in order to get the most information of the scene, in order to process it and to give all these indications. And it has to do with not only to show what you see, but what is important for you. Because one of the most difficult things in this kind of devices is not to saturate the user with information. So we use all these sensors in order to get to know what is relevant for the using according to the way that the using is moving, and the things that are around the patient, how they move in respect to the user.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.